Seaman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Rolling on a hump day Wednesday. Field Yates at the bottom of the hour. We can talk some NFL. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We'll get into the quarterback situation with the Giants, more Ron Rivera. I do have some Brian Flores and some Jerry Jones sound I want to play, so we'll get into all that here in just a few seconds, as a matter of fact. All right, do I need to be updated by you two with this lame soccer game we're supposed
to be
forced to watch?
You could set a new record on SportsCenter Rundown if you want.
Time now for it. You just want to get it out of the way so you can get back to watching your game.
Yes.
I know you like the back of my hand.
Or you can wait 18 minutes.
That'd be all-time record late.
That would be late. So let's just get it done now.
Time now for a SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
Here we go. The Houston Rockets are optimistic the NBA office will take action after referees mistakenly did not count a James Harden dunk last night. The team did end up losing in double overtime by 2 points. Might have been the difference. Pat Shurmur told reporters today Eli Manning likely going to start for the Giants this weekend against the Eagles. Daniel Jones dealing with a high ankle sprain. And Cam Newton plans to undergo surgery on the left foot that ended his season. It's the Liz Frank.
Why is he getting the surgery now? He was already out for the rest of the year. And everybody I've ever known as a player, I mean, you can rest isn't going to help the Liz Frank. It almost always has to be operated on. It does. So I don't know why he didn't do it sooner. I guess it didn't affect his starting time for next season with whomever he's playing for. It certainly feels like his time at Carolina is done.
I think so. But and just getting back to Ron Rivera, the more I think about it, the more I would love. I don't want to see him. The Giants is a very, you know, that seems like
a wasteland.
No. I think it'd be a good situation for the Giants. It's a reuniting with him with Gettleman and all that stuff. But I would love to see him go coach the Cleveland Browns. I think that would be
wow.
That would be a
no nonsense.
That's what that team needs. They need somebody like that. I think you put a Ron Rivera with the Browns. Now you can start talking about, you know, a serious attitude. I think he can. I think he fixes a lot of problems.
I think a
coach like him absolutely helps.
Totally agree. Mr. Lowercase texting in, did Sheeman just call Ron Rivera a moron? No.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's the opposite.
I don't think the word moron has been used on the show today, has it? Any of you two?
You might have used it.
I mean, it might have used it, but not Ron Rivera.
No, not at all.
I have nothing but respect for Ron Rivera.
I would just like him to go to the Browns. The Giants makes a whole lot of sense for
a lot
of reasons.
I love the Browns.
But the Browns, I love.
I
think he turns that program around. Gets them back.
Very quickly.
Back on track.
Yeah.
I don't see Freddie Kitchens surviving. I just don't.
It's crazy.
There's no way. Well, I shouldn't say there's no way. This is Cleveland, but can't imagine Dorsey putting up with this for another year. It was clear, man.
Dorsey created this, right? This is his deal.
But I understand the thought process behind it. It's the same reason Cutter got the job and stayed on so long in Tampa. Baker Mayfield in the rookie year showed that his ability to work well showed an ability to work well with Freddie Kitchens.
Right.
And you want to keep that going. So I understand it, but it seems that it doesn't work out more often than it does work out. The OC staying with the team and just getting promoted to head coach.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. All right, you got some sound on Brian Flores, as a matter of fact. Let's just stick with the NFL here. He says he's not paying any attention to any of the tanking talk. Obviously, he did not get the memo.
I just focus on the things that, you know, I can control. And my focus is on the guys in that locker room, the people within this organization. I really try to tune out all the noise. That's why I don't have any social media or I don't watch much television. And I watch tape, of our next opponent. I watch our practice film, and I try to leave it right there.
Sometimes coaches have too much success too early, and then expectations don't add up. But I like what he's doing. And it's not like he's going out there winning 10 games, and then the next year 8, and the next year 6, and then he's fired. But he may cost himself a generational quarterback, maybe.
Well, again, it depends. They have the cachet now to basically do whatever they want. They got the draft picks. It probably cost some picks, maybe players, but I mean, it depends where exactly where they end up falling. I mean, they could be 7. Like we said it yesterday. They could win out. It's not an impossible scenario. It's not. But say they finish, you know, 8th in the draft order.
Yeah.
Right now they're where is it?
They're fourth today.
Yeah, they're fourth today. You know, if they finish, say they drop to 6th or 7th, they can move up if they want to.
Remember,
they really want to.
One of 3 first round draft picks that they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can package that with one of the other ones, move up, go get your quarterback, and you're still picking at the back end of the first round if you want.
Yep.
You got to have a taker. I don't think the Jets are going to draft a quarterback, but the Jets aren't going to give the Dolphins any favors.
I don't think Washington is going to draft a quarterback. That might be the team that you go after. Different conference.
I wonder if they, yeah. Should they draft a quarterback? I think they need everything. I don't know.
No. The owner and the president.
They're in on Haskins?
They love Dwayne Haskins.
All right.
Dwayne Haskins went to the same high school as Daniel Snyder's son. Yeah. That's why he drafted
him. That's a good reason to, yeah. Yeah,
of course.
Great reason. All right, here's a comment from Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan. We talked about this earlier.
Oh, I heard this morning.
Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year, but he didn't say the Cowboys. So I want to hear this and read it between the lines because this is what I do.
Mm-hmm. With Jerry's money, he ought to just flat go at it. Whatever it takes, hire the coach to win the Super Bowl. If I knew he could win a Super Bowl, then you might think like that. The problem is you don't know who can guarantee you a Super Bowl. I've seen a lot of coaches. I've seen their names mentioned, but they can't guarantee me a Super Bowl or guarantee my fans a Super Bowl. And I know that. And I know the things that have to go around them and what has to fall right to get it done. And so I approach, when I look at coaching, and it's the head coach, I look at all coaches, I think about there's no exclusive. Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
Okay. Jerry, you're the owner. You can do whatever you want in Jerry's world. Blah, 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 blah. Take a word of advice, not just from me. Wouldn't you like to see one reporter just say, hey, Jerry, how about this? The problem is you. Learn to duck, okay? Learn to duck. Learn to butt out. How about that? If you just shut up, maybe, and didn't interfere, which we know will never happen, maybe someone will be able to coach this team, maybe even a Jason Garrett, without having to look over their shoulder every single minute to see your plastic surgery-infused face that is one surgery away from falling off. Wow. How about that?
How
about duck, Jerry Jones? But he never will because he's ridiculous.
If Jerry could, he would have Craig Sheeman or Pete Shepard coach because Jerry thinks Jerry's the reason that they're going to win.
Yes.
He thinks he can plug in anybody in there and coach and get a Super Bowl, and it's because of him putting together a great team.
He
screwed Jimmy Johnson that same way. Mm-hmm. He thought, well, I can throw anybody in here. Barry Switzer, you want a job? You haven't been coaching in 10 years.
That was Jimmy's team. We all know that.
Absolutely. And he's doing the same thing with Jason Garrett. That's the only way you can explain Jason Garrett has been a coach in the NFL for 10 years is because Jerry's been stubborn. He didn't want to admit he made a mistake at coaching, number one. And number two, he thinks anybody he plugs in there can coach his great team to a Super Bowl.
100% correct.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Piggybacking on what you were just mentioning of a few moments ago, here's Troy Aikman. Aikman said, you can't look at 3 playoff wins over 25 years and surmise that all of the problems over that time have to do with coaching. I think you have to look at the top and say, how are we doing things from the top? I think businesses do that. I think anyone worth their salt evaluate their business from the top down.
Do you think Jerry Jones would ever admit that he is the biggest problem with that organization? He is the biggest problem with that organization.
Never.
Not from a marketing standpoint, which he's brilliant at, which is the only reason why he's in the Hall of Fame, but from the team on the field, which is a talented team and should be better than it is.
It should be better.
Jason Garrett, I'm not a fan of him as head coach, but still.
You just said it's a talented team on the field, right?
Yeah.
So is Cleveland, so is Tampa Bay.
But the GM?
Steve. Jerry will tell you it's Jerry, even though it's quote-unquote Steven.
But Jerry overrules everybody. He does. I don't think Steven has a say in
no,
crap.
I agree with you.
I think Jerry wanted Johnny Manziel, and I think Steven talked him out of that.
I agree with you.
Could carry some weight.
I agree that Jerry's the GM. If you're sitting here saying it's a talented team on the field, who gets the credit?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Well,
Jerry gets the credit.
Then why is he 6-6?
There's no media person in Dallas has the balls to go up to Jerry Jones and say, did you ever think of just zipping it for a few weeks just let the team
but
be?
We know that's not going to happen.
Oh, I know that.
Because he's earned the right to do whatever he wants, he said.
Yeah, I know that. But don't you think I would like to ask him that. With all due respect.
Go! Tottenham, getting her done.
Getting her done in soccer, huh?
Doesn't that hurt your cause? Who are we rooting for?
No, it doesn't matter. Goals.
Two and a half goals.
Who do we have?
Okay. Need one more.
Goals. Okay. Just one more.
We're still in the first half.
50 minutes to play.
All right, fine.
No, look.
But wouldn't you like to see some reporter go out? Like Rex Ryan. I would love to see Rex Ryan say, like, be, you know, him talking to Jerry one-on-one via satellite. Hey, Jerry, how about learning once in a while to keep your mouth shut? How about that? Do you have to talk? What owner sits there after every single? What owners do you know of that have press conferences after every game?
None.
That I know
none.
Of? None.
None.
Except for, you know, not counting playoffs or Super Bowl.
But that is what it is. Like that.
But what does that tell you?
Look,
he's out of control.
He's also the only owner that's a GM of his team. But we're sitting here and we're saying the team is talented enough to be a playoff team. They're a Super Bowl contending team. I think a lot of things have to go right for them to win a Super Bowl. I think they're a little farther off than what their fan base thinks. But there's no doubt that this is a talented team. So if Jerry Jones, the GM, is putting a talented team out there, that means it's on one person.
All right, let me ask you this. Does Jerry's presence undermine his player? His players can never look at Jason Garrett as an authority figure because they know Jerry's there calling the shot.
That's
which
what
I know
is.
Happens with every team, but be less visible.
No,
about
not
it.
Like this.
No, not like
not,
this.
Not
no.
like this. This is this that organization. They're out of control.
I mean, we all know Shad Khan is the owner of the Jaguars, but the heat's going to fall on the you know. First of all, the team has to look at Doug Marrone as the authority figure, but I think he's even undermined a little bit by having Tom Coughlin hanging over him. But I think
agree.
They're both gone.
I agree, but I mean does Jerry Jones understand that like he's like a sort of like a laughingstock?
No.
As brilliant
he's
and
a Hall of Famer,
great businessman as he is, and there's no denying any of that stuff or his marketing ability. The guy is a laughingstock. When he has these press conferences, 99.9% of the country is laughing at him because he never backs up anything he says. First of all, he doesn't say anything. He really doesn't say anything. No. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, and then
it changes from week to week.
And it changes all the time, and he contradicts himself, and no one ever throws it back in his face. And I don't read the Dallas Morning News every day. Maybe the columnists there do. I don't know. But he's a laughingstock, man. He's a joke.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Austin wants to talk Jerry World. What's up, Austin?
Hey, Austin.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
All right, so Cowboys fan here. Mm. I've been a supporter of Jerry Jones over the years, but after this season, I don't know if I can continue to support that. I mean, we've kept this mediocre head coach for a long time, and he just always seems to have a microphone in his face at the least you know, appropriate time, saying the most outrageous things. I don't know about a change in management, like ownership, but I know we're definitely getting rid of Jason Garrett. I heard you guys talking about Ron Rivera yesterday.
Yeah, he'd be.
I like him as a coach, but do you guys really see the Cowboys going after a Ron Rivera? You know, a guy that's gonna.
Here's the thing, Austin. They should, but they won't. And if Ron Rivera's smart, he'd rather go someplace else because I don't think he and Jerry would see eye to eye too often. Ron Rivera does not strike me as the type of guy that's gonna sit well with Jerry Jones, you know, peeking over his shoulder. And every single minute of the day, I don't think he wants that. But you know what? They might throw a whole bundle of money at him, which might change something. But to me, it's a better fit for him in Cleveland or back to the Giants.
But you say that for Ron Rivera. Now, does Jerry Jones want a head coach like that?
That's a good question.
No, that's what I mean. I don't think he does. That's why I don't think he does.
He wants more of a Freddie Kitchens type.
No. Yeah, he wants Jerry Jones wants a yes man.
He wants the sexy name.
Yeah,
he wants to win.
Does he? The sexy name sometimes.
No, the sexy name can't get.
The sexy name's too big for Jerry.
Sexy name will tell him to stick it.
Oh, he wants Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that's a sexy name. I grant you, Lincoln Riley, but. That's a guy, at least in the first year, he can manipulate again because he's coming out of college.
He's a young up-and-coming,
maybe doesn't know what he's getting himself into. And maybe the ultimate embarrassment would be, Craig, and for a guy like him to turn the job down.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't want that. I'm not going. I will not go to that organization as long as that man owns the team. Why? Why would I can sit here and win more national champions or be in the hunt for national championships every year?
Now, I was surprised when Bill Parcells took the job. I was. And that seemed to work for a while. But even then, I think
there's only so much you can do with Quincy Carter, a quarterback back then, you know? And they did get to a playoff game. I don't think they won, if I remember. But
yeah, exactly. All right. Is this the same caller? Different caller? Same
yeah,
name?
Justin. Yeah, Justin. The other one was Austin. This is Justin.
You know, my bad.
Easily confused.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're talking about Dallas near Austin.
Justin in Fort Myers wanting to talk about Jerry. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Here's what I hope. Fixing the Cowboys. Jerry's not going to remove himself. We've had great coaches in the past. He's ran them off between Jimmy Johnson and I can't remember everything that led up to Bill Parcells leaving, but here's my hope for fixing the Cowboys is that Stephen Jones takes over the helm. I think he has a much better mind for all the shortcomings that Jerry has. I think Stephen's probably sat down and watched all this over the years play out and sees, I was like, okay, like we need a GM and maybe I should take a back seat and be a little less in front of cameras and just let my coach handle things.
You talking about Jerry Jones doing that?
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Jones take over, you know. Oh, he's catching up to Jerry.
Yeah,
Stephen will take over when Jerry's dead. That's the plan.
The problem is, Justin, is that Jerry Jones doesn't think that he's a problem.
Jerry Jones is not changing.
He will never change. Barring any serious illness, which I don't wish on anybody, he is never going to change.
The 305 just texted in, but doesn't Jerry Jones want to win a Super Bowl, so he's got to swallow some of that pride? It's not going to happen. Yes, that is a very logical thought process there, 305.
He in his own mind thinks, I've already won three.
I've won three, I'm not the issue.
I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm the greatest marketing genius ever. I don't need to be told what to do. Look, if he had his choice... We've discussed this before. I think you prefer Sean Payton, but he just signed a 5-year extension with the Saints, and he's going to end up with a Dave Campbell.
Let me ask you this, boys. Tomorrow night, 2-6-6 teams going at it. Bears are still in the hunt. Cowboys are still in the division hunt, obviously. Which could be sad is the Cowboys or Eagles can win the division at 500, and the freaking San Francisco 49ers might have to be there at 13-3, which is ridiculous to play on the road. If the Cowboys lose tomorrow night to the Bears, which I think there's a good chance. I wish the Bears were 7-5 instead of 6-6 because the Cowboys don't beat anybody with a winning record. But that 6-6 would Garrett get fired tomorrow night if they lost and they got not even a blowout, but just if they did not play well and played as poorly as they did after their first touchdown against Buffalo on Thanksgiving. Is there a chance Jason Garrett gets fired after this game? I think there is. If they don't win this game, I think he's going to get fired.
I don't.
Because really? I think Jerry's drawn his line and say he's going to the finish line with Jason Garrett. Hell or high water.
What if they lose like 20-3? I don't expect it to be a high scoring.
He'll just make more comments on his weekly radio show like, yeah, Jason Garrett's a good coach. He'll be coaching in the NFL. And then he'll leave it hanging. It won't be with the Cowboys.
If they get humiliated, I mean like a double-digit loss or two touchdown loss. I know what you're saying, and I know what he said is in the past, but you know, because he said it one week doesn't.
I think that if the Eagles were 9-2 right now, 8-3, or I guess 9-3, 8-4, you know, in the division were like kind of clearly out of reach, and they're not making. Yes, I think that you make the coaching change now. Then,
because right now, I mean, he still thinks in his mind he's got a Super Bowl roster team that's going to make a run. They just got to get hot and win the division. If you fire Jason Garrett now, what do you got? Rod Marinelli taking you to the finish line?
They don't even have to get hot to win the division.
Okay, well, Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore, he's not experienced enough to do this.
You've got the Eagles out here blowing 14-point leads to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to see who can lose this thing faster.
And Philly's definitely got the easier scale. It's going to come down to that game in a couple weeks when they play each other. But, you know, Philly has obviously no one to blame but themselves here. Best they can finish is 9-7. 9-7 might win the division by two games.
Yeah.
If Dallas loses tomorrow night,
I think
Chicago.
Either the Eagles or the Cowboys get to 8.
That means a tough.
You should probably win that division at 8.
Yeah. And that's fine. We've seen it. I
get a home game for it.
Tomorrow night's game might be one of the toughest games to handicap all year at 3 points. The Bears' favorite. The Bears.
Bears are 3-point favorites.
Dallas favored by 3.
Yeah,
it's in
Chicago.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know.
It's basically a pick.
I'll roll with the favorites on that one.
I won't.
Not with Dallas.
No, I won't. I can't. It's not personal. No, I won't. I won't do it.
Hold on.
Roll with Mitch.
Is Dallas being forced to wear their blue jerseys or white jerseys?
I don't know.
I'm going to make my decision.
It'll be white.
Will it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bears wear blue at home.
I know, but sometimes teams flip the script. Yeah. The Lions made them change it.
Bears, though, remember the Bears.
But the Lions and Bears are a different class of organization.
No, I agree.
The Lions will stoop to Gestapo tactics, while the Bears are going to come out and say, you know what, we're going to punch you in the face and win with honor.
Chicago's won 3 of the last 4 after losing 4 in a row. But again, they've beaten 2 of those victories against the Lions and without Stafford, and the other was over the Giants. Lions and the Giants are combined 5-18-1, but still.
Combined.
And then that was with David Blau as quarterback.
Thank you.
And Jeff Driscoll as well.
Yep.
So, still, I think that the Cowboys are not going to play well tomorrow night. Mm. I think it's going to be one of the ugly. Don't you think? I could see it being one of the ugliest games of the year. I'm not sure what the temperature's going to be out in the Midwest. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be cold.
We got an update from Mike. He says the Bears are wearing white jerseys.
They're wearing white jerseys tomorrow night.
Forcing the Cowboys to wear the blue.
Forget it. Bears. Plus 134. Money line. Don't need the 3.
Upset of the year.
Wow. Yeah. Remember, they got
the stupid jerseys with the stripes on the shoulder pads for the Bears.
I dislike many of the throwbacks.
And remember,
uniforms.
The Cowboys had kicker problems also.
Mahar.
Yeah. Mahar, you know, had 2 big misses and lost to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Lost to Buffalo.
About that.
He's missed 9. And if Dallas has not cut him yet.
Well, actually, I saw a thing.
How about the stat?
If you think kicking is worse this year, you're right. There was a stat on Pro Football Talk last night. I mean, kicking all around is down several percentage. Everybody's missing both extra points, both field goals over 50 yards, all down significantly. Although I contend, if you just eliminated Adam Vinatieri from the equation, it's probably back to normal.
Maher, I don't know how to pronounce this. Whatever it is. He's the only kicker. He's the only kicker in NFL history with 3 kicks of at least 60 yards, all 3 of them at least 62, but has the second lowest success rate from 30 to 49 yards at 55%, 6 of 11.
Did you guys see the kicker of the Broncos? Remember, they didn't let him kick what would have been a 65-yarder with 1 second to go in the half. Broncos decided to take a knee, and he threw a nutty on the sideline.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to break the record. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze another call here. Tim in Naples wants to talk Cowboys. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I've been a Cowboy fan for almost 50 years now, and I know Jerry's too stubborn. He's never going to relinquish the reins on that team to where he could have a GM. He's not going to fire himself.
Nope.
So to look for a dream thing, everybody's talking $20 million to Belichick and Romo's an offensive coordinator. These are all unrealistic dreams. Now, Lincoln Riley seems like a good fit. I'd like to see somebody like Jack Del Rio myself. I think he'd be all right.
You got Jack Del Rio and Mike McCarthy just sitting on the sideline.
Tim, Jack Del Rio, I don't see him. I see him clashing with Jerry Jones a lot. I mean, he's not going to stand for that nonsense.
That's what they need. They need somebody with some gumption to stand up to him.
Totally.
I'm tired of the 8-8 average over the last 10 years. Howdy Doody and his clapping on the sideline is not going to get it. I mean, the players out there have to play. I really got to give credit to Bennett. He went off in the locker room and he's told these guys because he's got experience. He knows what it's about.
Yeah, he's been there for 5 minutes and he's yelling at everybody, right?
Yeah.
And I just can't stand it. It's been 26 years. How stubborn do you have to be to want to win a Super Bowl? You're willing to wait another year and another year. Like I said, that man's going to die before they win another Super Bowl.
Well, all right, Tim, real quick.
Take his son to do it.
I love the Howdy Doody reference. All right, who's Clarabelle?
Clarabelle? Oh, I remember that.
The clown. The clown.
I know Clarabelle the clown, but yeah. I thought you meant who's the actual person.
No, no, I meant who, like, who on the Cowboys would be Clarabelle.
Yeah, a little horn, hank. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's all right. We'll see what happens tomorrow night.
All right.
All right, Tim. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, we'll continue this conversation with Field Yates from ESPN in just a few moments.
Howdy Doody reference. Was never a fan, but still.
Good reference, though.
What's that? Yeah.
Howdy Doody?
He was a puppet.
He was a red-headed puppet with a gap in his
It looked like David Letterman, sort of. Yeah. The guy from Mad Magazine.
Or Jason Garrett.
Okay. Or Jason Garrett, a little bit. Yeah. Who was the guy?
Michael Bennett's shoulder pads keep getting smaller and smaller. Is anybody else noticing that?
No, he does.
It's probably because it gives him more leverage and it lets him be free or whatever. I've heard that before.
Well, at some point, he's going to hurt, right?
Yeah. At some point, he's going to separate his shoulder.
Like, his shoulder is showing.
Right. It's going to hurt.
Well, just don't wear the pads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wants to sucker somebody into holding him.
Probably NFLPA. Stupid rule.
Probably. Don't forget, you can join us on Tuesday at the Walmart on Estero Boulevard on US 41. We're going to be broadcasting out there from 2 to 6. It's the second annual Beasley Bike Drive benefiting Toys for Tots. Last year, we raised over 800 bikes. It was a spectacular sight to see and a feel-good story for sure. At the Toys for Tots, whether it be the bikes, other toys, cash donations, it all goes to help underprivileged kids in the Southwest Florida community. So check us out. Help us out. Be there on Tuesday in the parking lot broadcast of the show outside of Walmart there in Estero. Field Yates next. Talking NFL. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a hump day Wednesday, that means it's time to talk to our friend Field Yates from ESPN. Talk some NFL with him. Brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Check out their website, betterplantoday.com, for a free consultation. Field, how are you today?
Field.
Doing great, guys. How are you? Hope you had an awesome holiday.
We did. It was fantastic, and hopefully the same for you.
How's your snow in there in Bristol?
We got about 18 inches. Inches, depending on where you are in the state of Connecticut. You know, they had warned us, but I was starting to doubt them when on Sunday we got like 2 inches, and then it just kept snowing for 36 hours.
Yikes.
Oh, God.
And we were
sure Pete doesn't miss this at all.
Craig doesn't.
I was complaining that it got down to 70 for a high here.
Craig wouldn't put his feet in Fort Myers. Phil, this is a true story. Craig wouldn't put his feet over the weekend in Fort Myers Beach because the temperature was 73 and not 85 in the water.
I can send you a care package of sympathy gifts in case you can't make it through this trying time right now of 73 degrees.
It is. And like I told Pete, I don't go in water, whether it be my pool or the Gulf of Mexico, unless the water's at least 85. It's 72 now. It's ridiculous. It's like the Polar Bear Club around here.
Just ridiculous.
I'll keep you in my thoughts for the next few days here. And, I'll check in just to make sure you've
lately with you and Sarah, enjoying it at night when we get off air. Get to listen to you at least for 20 minutes on the way home. Really, really good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, want to talk first about Ron Rivera and how this all went down. I think no one's really surprised to get fired. Maybe the timing. I am already on the bandwagon of getting him to the Cleveland Browns. I know the Giants seems like a logical fit, but I want to see him coach the Cleveland Browns. But all your thoughts on how that all went down, how to play it out.
So I'm gonna shortly say. Yeah, I like the idea of him to the Cleveland Browns as well, but I'll get into that in just a moment. So in terms of the timing, let's look at it from both sides. For the Panthers, I think what David Tepper, the owner, who was very involved here, and obviously owners are always involved, but this one feels like an owner who is even more involved than maybe sort of normal. I think he has a lot of experience around organizations, specifically the Steelers, that gives them pretty good and pretty unique perspective on how to run this entire process. But I would think that David Tepper is saying, all right, if we move on from Ron Rivera now, here's how it impacts us in a positive way, is that it's almost like putting your house on the market before anybody else can, right? Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is there are probably coaching candidates that will have several teams interested in hiring them, whether it's Robert Saleh from the 49ers or maybe Josh McDaniels from the Patriots, you name it. They're all the usual suspects, all the expected suspects. Now they have a month to examine this job to see how it fits with what they might believe in, how it might sort of tailor to what they want a job to be or what job they would want. Now, from Ron Rivera's standpoint, as much as being unceremoniously fired sort of seems like a bad thing, think about this. We spent the past 24 to 36 hours talking about how much respect we all have for Ron Rivera and how he's a really good coach. And we've already started assigning him jobs that aren't even opening because aren't even open yet.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Browns, we're already like those two bandwagons have already left the station. The trains left the station. So what I mean by that is, or why I think that's important is, so not that Ron Rivera would not receive accolades if he had been fired later, or I should say received notoriety, but I think it's actually helped him, right? His stock is not measured relative to other coaches that have just been fired. Because the day after the season, we're going to have, you know, four or five, maybe six more firings.
Yeah.
And it's going to be comparing them to all other coaches that were fired. I actually think this, in a weird way, sort of helps Ron Rivera in being so prominently on the radar.
Does this also feel like Cam Newton's time is done? Of course, we learned today he is going to go ahead and have that Liz Frank surgery. But would you expect him to be back next year?
You know, I don't know. And here's the reason why. And I think it's too soon for me or anybody to say. I think we might learn a little bit about this Panthers organizational direction by who they hire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't feel like a teardown job to me because they have some really good players,
yes.
Right? It's not just Cam and what he could or might be, but like defensively, you've got, you know, arguably the best linebacker in football, Luke Kuechly. You've got some important pieces up front like Dontari Poe and other contributors, whether they're healthy right now or not, like Vernon Butler. I mean, they've got, you know, Kawan Short, offensive line. They've got a couple of young, enviable pieces. So there are enough building blocks in place that the team, with a little bit of fine-tuning, I mean, we were talking about them in the playoff race like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
So I do think there is enough there that you don't have to pitch this as a teardown job in Carolina. Now, does that mean that you're going to contend right away? No. But depending on who they hire, we might learn a little bit about where they view this franchise and what the plan is for the next couple of years, at which point I think I'll have a better feel for what Cam's future is in Carolina. Because if they hire a coach that they want to tear this thing down to the studs and build it back up, well then, yeah, of course Cam would be on the way out. But if not, then maybe it's, hey, we are Cam Newton being healthy away from competing for this division.
Mm-hmm. Let's pivot to another stable situation in Dallas. You know, Jerry Jones, we heard what he said on The Fan. And did, I mean, it's, which is nothing except that he didn't endorse Jason Garrett's coming back and whatever. Next year, of course, Cowboy fans would love to have Ron Rivera there. Or we mentioned Jack Del Rio. But we all know Jerry Jones is never going to hire somebody like that. The sexiest name out there we've been discussing maybe is Lincoln Riley, only because he doesn't know any better and he's a younger guy and all that stuff. But if Dallas gets beat again by the Bears, and I think they're going to lose tomorrow night. It might be ugly,
too,
but
yeah.
I think they're going to lose in an ugly, low-scoring affair. You know, I know Jerry said he's not going to fire him now, so he says, but how do you see this whole Cowboys situation? I know it's a big crystal ball, but how do you see this all playing out the next 4 weeks?
I think the Cowboys do enough to win the division. And what I mean by that, guys,
yeah.
is not stinking as much as the Eagles stink right
yeah,
now.
Right, yeah.
Because the Eagles stink.
Yep.
Right? So I don't remember if I said this on the show last week or not. Jerry Jones is saying two things right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in this team that we can go out there and we can win four straight games and make the playoffs, right? We all agree. He's been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been saying, basically, that Jason Garrett's a bum head coach.
Yeah.
Why on earth would he do that? I don't care if Jerry plans to fire Jason Garrett 30 seconds after the season is over.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, in the court of public opinion, establish some value for him. How is anybody in that locker room
mm-hmm.
supposed to look into Jason Garrett's eyes right now and think that he is a coach they need to respond to and play hard for when the owner is calling him out every 5 seconds?
Right.
Like, it blows my mind. The leadership has been so poor from Jerry Jones. It's just incredibly difficult for me to figure out what he has accomplished other than setting the table for Not even firing Jason Garrett. He doesn't have a contract after the year.
Do you think, Steve, how much power do you think Stephen Jones really had? Does he have any? I mean, does he really have any?
Yeah, he's got. Yeah. He has some, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, he has some, Pete. Mm-hmm. But basically, the extent of his power is if Jerry feels like doing something different than Stephen, Jerry will do it.
Yeah. How do you feel? There were some things I was reading online today, and it comes up every year. If the Dallas Cowboys do limp into the playoffs at 8-8, they probably have a home game and a good team like San Francisco, or somebody's going to have to travel and play a playoff game in Dallas. Do you think it's time for the NFL to revisit how they seed, or are you fine with the way it is?
I don't think it's time to reseed, because they do that from every round going forward. It rears itself like once every 10 years, right? We had the odd Seahawks game, which led to the Beast Quake. But I'm okay with not reseeding. You know, the problem is this, is that, like, for example, let's say that the Cowboys and Eagles had sort of like an ugly battle to, I don't know, like if the Cowboys go 10-6, like it's I think almost every year there's going to be a wild card that finishes with a better record than a division winner. I don't know. Maybe I'm being old school here, but I think that I'm okay with reseeding once we get to round two or beyond.
Mm-hmm. In Cleveland, Baker Mayfield quoted today, Mama didn't raise a wuss. He didn't practice today. He says he's going to practice tomorrow. But even if he can't practice, and I understand football players have that, you know, tough guy mentality, and I'm ready to go. But should he, you know, if he's not looking good, should he play? Or the Browns going to, you know, maybe is Freddie Kitchens going to maybe feel like he has to play if we're going to stay in this thing at all?
He has to play. Yeah. Because, Pete, I don't want, you know, the Browns can't, they cannot tell me anything about how, you know, we got to look towards the future and protect our future assets. Why? Like, the assets that we're not sure are any good? Like, you know, I mean, they got to get Baker Mayfield some reps. They got to build some confidence. As encouraging as Baker Mayfield was in some ways last year, and there were a lot of encouraging signs. Mm-hmm. There are so many discouraging signs this year that if I'm the Browns, my goal is, as difficult as it may be week to week to have to answer these questions, by the way, a lot of them which were created by your own off season of promoting yourself for 5 months, they have to get better. They have to find a way to get better. And heck, I mean, honestly, Freddie Kitchens might need to keep winning for his own job, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I think so.
How weird is it going to be to see Eli Manning starting again on Monday? Because it's looking like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Who's ready for that, huh? I mean, seriously, here's what I'll say, guys. It was time. It was past time when they benched Eli Manning. I'm looking forward to it. I got to say, you know, it's been entertaining for me. It really will, right? Like, it's just, you know, you don't want to see a guy get hurt like Daniel Jones. But the Eli Manning experience is nothing if not compelling. It's not like this is a game that everybody was circling their calendars for previously, other than the fact that the Eagles could get a win and put themselves back in the NFC mixed competition. Eli Manning, no matter what you think of him as a player, has had an impact on the league at large. Two-time Super Bowl MVP, part of one of the, you know, the premier families of football. I'm looking forward to one more ride or maybe a couple more weeks on the Eli Manning experience. Yeah. I'm all aboard.
Real quick, Field, any one fantasy tip this week for our listeners who have a million questions, but is there any one thing?
Don't overthink it. Yeah, that's my thought. Don't overthink it. It's the first week of the playoffs. There are players you can use that you might not normally use, but don't overthink this too much and put yourself in a bind. Like, just, you know something, Pete, is you have done enough right to get to the playoffs that, generally speaking, trust what you've done, don't overthink decisions, and let the chips fall how they may.
Good advice.
Sounds good.
Field Yates, ladies and gentlemen, from ESPN, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Go to their website, betterplantoday.com, for free consultation. Phil, thank you so much, man. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Happy shoveling.
All right. Yeah, enjoy the 18 inches of snow. God. Good Lord.
It was nasty, nasty.
Don't forget, 1 hour from now, it's another edition of Wikipedia and a cookie trivia today. It is National Cookie Day. I should be the one answering the questions. This is in my wheelhouse. And also, don't forget, our Sheeman and Shepherd Texter Party is Saturday, December 21st at Lansdowne Street in Bonita Springs. Get your invitation by texting in the word Lansdowne to us. That's Lansdowne.
Oh, nailed it.
239-337-3776. Who, me?
Yeah.
I thought you were watching the stupid soccer game.
No, I thought you spelling.
I nailed the spelling. Yes. I did. Thank you for that observation.
Need a ding like on ESPN for the spelling. Ding.
Well, we did. Chris was doing that, but you can't do it every time. I mean,
he's talking to Field.
Yeah. These rapid things.
My own fantasy advice.
Of course.
So
Field was the first one on the Devontae Parker fantasy football train.
Yeah. He was.
I'm on.
Yeah.
You're on?
Were you on last week?
I was on it, but he was on my bench. Yeah. I still won.
That's all right.
It was fine.
We're late. Sheeman to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. By the way, leading into the interview with Field Yates, we got a text on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line noticing that Chris had gone back-to-back days with the Doors bumper music. Thank you very much. Nicely done.
You're welcome. We'll have some Beatles later in the show.
Why?
Come together.
Nice. I like Aerosmith's version better. Although I like them both, but I like Aerosmith's version a little better. But
you don't get Aerosmith's version without.
Without what?
Without what?
Yeah.
What?
Aerosmith never makes the song if it's not made before.
Oh.
Oh, sure they do.
This would be the part of the show where today is Jay-Z's birthday.
That song,
can we?
Really?
Does he have anything without any F-bombs in it?
Probably just do a quick
intro. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
I believe Jay-Z is 50 today. That's old. That's old for a rap star, music mogul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billionaire, though.
Billionaire. With the B. Well, that's pretty sweet. I still can't get over Field Yates talking about 18 inches of snow. I mean, good Lord.
The other parts had more of New England. It's just nasty.
It's not by the harbor?
Even north, it's even weird. But the problem is, like he said, like it starts like Sunday morning, right? And then it looks like it's going to stop. And it doesn't. And then it's like a little lull, right? It'll stop for like 10 minutes. And you think, okay, now I can go out and take at least 4 or 5 inches off my deck or my drive. And while you're doing that, it starts to snow again, even harder. So all the work you've done, then the plow comes by and throws more snow into your driveway. That
I hate that.
Out.
I used to hate that.
And then I'm going to fall. I probably hurt myself at some point because I've lost my keys to my car. I fell down my stairs. Keys went up at the roof. I didn't have a big, long, rakey thing to
rake
the roof.
You're like a walking cartoon.
No.
A rake?
I've had an icicle fall on my head, walking the dog. Almost killed my dog once several years ago.
Yeah.
It stinks. And then you get these people on Facebook and neighbors and, isn't it so pretty?
No.
It's crystallized.
That's...
Yeah, great if you're down here. Not when you have to walk through it and shovel it. Yes, aesthetically, it looks pretty. It stinks to be in it.
Yeah.
Stinks. And I never will be again. Thank you.
All right. Terpcast guy says, love the show. Big fan. Keep up the great work. Wife and I heading to the dog track. Can you guys choose for us?
Oh, yeah. It's opened. They opened up today. They opened up today. The dogs
last season.
Last season, yeah.
Yep.
Bet on Seabiscuit in the fourth.
Whatever. No, I'd go out of the four gate.
There you go. I need to know, are your Tar Heels going to beat the Buckeyes, your 3-point favorites tonight?
I don't know,
ACC
man. I thought
Big Ten challenge.
I've only got to see them play 2 games.
You know the last time Ohio State beat North Carolina
1992.
I think you're in good shape.
They're 10-2 all time against the Buckeyes. Yeah. The Tar Heels are.
I like Carolina.
Games in Chapel Hill.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
I'm not going near that one.
I am.
By the way, Miami, they're playing. Did Boston play last night, Pete? The Celtics?
No.
Miami's in Boston tonight.
Yeah, they're 5.5-point favorite.
Great matchup.
Should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Except Miami played an overtime game in Toronto last night.
Yeah.
So back-to-back night.
No Spoelstra tonight.
And Eric Spoelstra's out of this game.
Having a baby.
How is this only 5.5 points?
Well.
It seems to me like it should be more.
Because both teams are the same record, right? Both teams 15-5.
I'm aware of that. Well, I think that the
Suns might be a little bit better by a game. But
I think the Heat have one less or one more loss than the the Celtics, but they're right there. I think one's 15-4, the other's 15-5.
I have some keen interest in four games tonight around the association.
Keen interest.
Laying off college and NHL. FGC, I'm all set. I'm ready to go tonight.
And FGCU is at FIU tonight. They beat FAU already. That's a one win this year, right? Or they have two wins now.
They have two wins now, Florida Tech and FAU, I believe.
Okay. So they turn around.
Right now, the FGCU women are playing.
Houston.
Pull that up. They're taking on Houston right now.
All right, go Eagles.
Why is it not giving me a score?
I thought it was tonight. Is it this afternoon?
Oh, it said today at 3.
Oh, my. Okay.
That's what it said all day today.
And are the Everblades in action at Jacksonville tonight? A lot of local
stuff. Oh, here
we
go. It's just 11-11 between FGCU and Houston. Houston's 4-4. The Lady Eagles are 8-1 on the season.
Another interesting game tonight. Maryland on ESPN favored by 9.5 over Notre Dame.
Oh,
former ACC.
Because
rivals.
When you think ACC Big Ten Challenge, Notre Dame representing the ACC and Maryland representing the Big Ten makes perfect sense.
A lot of history there.
That game pisses me off.
A lot
right
of history there.
I hate that game.
Hey, it could have been Rutgers.
I do too.
No, it should be Maryland representing the ACC and Notre Dame representing the Big Ten. What are we doing?
Purdue Burger Kyle checking in. Honest question. Did IU win last night?
Yes, and handily.
Blowout.
It really wasn't. Honestly, I hate that. It really
serving
wasn't close.
Notice to the rest of the Big Ten. And Florida State isn't that good. Sorry. Fact. 4 o'clock hour coming up next. Shima to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.